Peter, we'll look at the first of the semi-finals taking place this weekend in Ballybuffet on Saturday night. It's Dunloe against St Unans. St Unans stepped up a gear, I suppose, in the championship with their victory over Killybegs on Saturday, while Dunloe took the scalp off the defending champion. So this should be an intriguing encounter come the weekend.
Yeah, I suppose not the semi-final we were looking forward to. Dunloe produced the surprise result of the weekend and fully deserving of that as well, coming from 4 points down in the second half and being down a man as well, and even having lost Raymond Sweeney earlier to injury, and an injury here that will keep him out of that semi-final. But they probably have Adrian Hanlon back. You know, he was suspended for that game, so there was an awful lot going against them on Saturday. Against Lenswilly, but they came through all that, and that was probably the biggest victory of the weekend. But you know, they're going to be, I suppose, underdogs again when they go up against St Unans, because if there's a form team in this championship, it probably is. They probably weren't that convincing getting through the playoff against Kilcar on Thursday night. And you know, if there's any hope for Dunloe, maybe it is because this game has been played under lights and on Saturday night, and maybe it has proved that playing games under lights become maybe a little more of a lottery than it would be maybe during the day. And you know, Dunloe will hold out a little bit of hope, and Declan Boner will probably be making big plans for that game. Maybe we could see the return of Tony Boyle or some surprise in the championship for that one-off game.
Yeah. Are we starting to possibly see St Unans peak now at the right time?
Oh, certainly. You know, when we were speaking, I think last week, I mentioned, you know, how convincing they were in that second leg game against Kilcar and Towney. Maybe not as convincing, but they still, you know, got through in the playoff on Thursday night, and by you know, they were clinical yesterday in disposing of Killybegs. And you know, they have the backup as well. If they get injuries, they have five or six players on the sideline that would be on any other team. And the fact that the games have been coming in quick succession means that you need a strong panel. And of all the teams in the championship, they probably have the strongest panel.
The second semi-finals penciled in for Sunday afternoon at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. We're still waiting to see who will fill one side of that draw, Four Masters or St Michael's. And late points by Michael Doherty yesterday forcing this replay. Will the replay be as tight to call as the original game, do you think, Peter?
There's no reason why it won't. St Michael's haven't really got into full, you know, top gear yet this year. Four Masters were very impressive down in our draw. They struggled a little bit at home, but they came through the playoff pretty easily. And you know, any team that has Michael Doherty and Carol Lacey and Barry Monaghan and players like that in it are always going to be there or thereabouts. They probably are maybe over-reliant on Michael Doherty, but he has come up trumps in every game for them so far. And, you know, you can't see an awful lot in that playoff. I think it may be taking place on Thursday night. You would think that St Michael's might still have the edge, you know, if they get going at you know, at their top level. But it's very hard to know which of those teams will come through. And, you know, they're going to meet a Neve Connell team that really haven't been tested yet, and that'll probably be their biggest worry. They had a very easy first around victory over St Noll's, and by all accounts had it quite easy against Bundoran as well. They don't seem to have hit top form, but they're doing enough to get through. So whoever gets through in that, I know it's very difficult to look at a game when you don't know who the two teams will be, but it's going to be a very close semi-final. And you know, once you get to the semi-final stage, the nerves kick in as well, because you're just one game away from being in the big decider. But you know, at this stage, you know, it's very, very difficult to know who's going to be in the, come through in that side of the draw.
Just finally, Peter, can we see the possibility or the likelihood of playing these championship games on consecutive weeks starting to take its toll on some of these players with the clubs?
Yeah, there would be a little bit of that. You know, some of the older players, you know, last week John Harn had a huge game in Towney. He probably didn't have the same effect when the playoff took place in Convoy on Thursday night. And you know, that's going to be a difficulty for all the players. And that's why I said earlier that the teams or the clubs with the bigger panel, because clubs will need to use a lot of players over this short period, they'll need to call on all their players. I think Dunlop took on a lot of young players in that win over Glenswilly, and that made a difference. Of course, Adrian Sweeney being at top form also made a difference. But, you know, they'll be without Raymond Sweeney and Martin Redmond for that semi-final. So that's going to be take its toll on Dunlow. So, you know, the clubs with the bigger panels are going to have a huge advantage.